love having a conversation like that, though. Yeah, we're all good. And another conversation that we're going to have here now is with a coach from Colorado, the Colorado Buffaloes, as we get ready for college football. Man, we are right around the corner for college football. And Coach Mike McIntyre, the head football coach of Colorado, is here with us now. Good morning to you, Coach.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Coach, let's start it off here. First off, and when I made that comment was about the conference. You know, I didn't believe about the East Coast bias, and I didn't understand it until I came back out west here, and I see it. And it's not that the Pac-12 and we have less talent in it. I think the exposure is the issue. Would you like to see some of these games more so that some of the voters on the East Coast get to take a look at some of the great talent and coaching talent that we have in the Pac-12?
Yeah, you definitely would. You know, McCafferty is, you know, I think was last year, I think, was the best player in America. And my personal thought, I thought he should have won the Heisman. And, you know, as he gets on television more, I think that'll help him. And I think he'll be on more this year nationally.
And Coach, would you like to see some of these times move to, like, for you? I mean, it would open up your recruiting base as well. Again, going around the country, it's a fine school, Colorado. I mean, just to get kids back engaged in the program, the visibility of the conference, would you like to see that bigger?
Well, you always want it bigger. You know, we need to win more games. That'll help it get bigger. And, you know, television kind of controls all the things. And, you know, they all have their time slots. They want people in that they can get their biggest draw for what's on television that night on the game. So that's not under my control. But definitely as we win more games, we'll get more television time.
Let's go and start looking at the 2016 Buffaloes here. And by the way, you got Jim Leavitt as your D coordinator. I'm sure there's a lot of headbutts going on in there. Just tell the players to stay away from the headbutts, because I've seen Jim Leavitt at USF. This guy gives you headbutts coming out of the tunnel. So there's got to be a lot of energy outside of the football with him. And he got a lot of guys coming back.
Yeah, Jim's done an excellent job with our defense. We have a lot of good talent, though. I think we have very good talent, and that's how you become good on defense or anywhere on your team. And I'm excited about the players we have coming back, and I think we've got one of the best defensive backs in America, and Cheeto Bayowuzi. He can play all three spots. He's a heck of a player. I think we have an excellent defensive line, so I'm looking forward to watching them play this year.
Coach, the depth level on that side of the football is going to be imperative, especially in our conference here, the Pac-12. Is there enough depth on the football team in general?
Yes, there is. We had the most juniors and seniors they've ever had here since 2001, when they won the Big 12 championship. We've been able to retain players. When I came here, players were leaving in droves at all times before I got here. And we have the highest APR, the highest, biggest number of juniors and seniors. So we're being able to retain them, and that's how you rebuild a program. So a lot of our guys have played a lot of football, even our backups. So that's going to help us have depth. We shouldn't drop off the table if somebody gets hurt.
Coach, has this been a bigger rebuild than you thought when you initially took the gig?
Yes. I realized after I got here how far we were behind everybody. When I walked down the field about the fifth spring practice, I realized my team at San Jose State, who was in the WAC, could have beat us by 50. And so we've caught up, and now this year is time to start winning a lot of those close games, which I believe we will.
Coach, going over to the offense, obviously this is going to be where you're going to win or lose ball games. The defense has a lot of people back, probably the strength of the football team. But the quarterback position, is it open for as we get into training camp here at that position?
Well, Cepho is completely well now. They've released him, so hopefully he's able to do what he can do, and he's gotten in better shape, and he's one of our team captains, a heck of a leader. I really think it's his job, but, you know, we have a young man named Steven Montez who I think is going to be really, really good, so he'll be pushing him, but we're banking on Cepho. He's broke 75 records here, and he's the most highest percentage passer in the history of the school. And so I'm hoping that our team has caught up to him, and I believe they have, and now he'll have more success. Because the quarterback always gets the brunt of it. And win or loss, they get too much credit, or losing, they get too much blame. But our team's caught up with him, and that'll help him be successful this year.
Coach, concerns with the O-line going into camp?
No, I do not. We've got our best O-lineman back from last year that got hurt in the second game, our left tackle, Jeremy Irwin. All the other young men played a ton last year. They've gotten bigger and stronger, and they got that experience. We have an excellent young freshman that we redshirted last year, and Timmy Lynott, who will be playing a lot. So our offensive line will be better than it was last year. The year before, we had the least number of sacks in the Pac-12. We had a lot of injuries last year. We had the most sacks in the Pac-12. So if we can stay healthy on the offensive line, our offensive line would be good enough for us to be successful.
Coach, the running back position, where the depth is in the offensive side of the ball?
We have some good running backs. We feel like we are, you know, 3 to 4 deep there that can play Pac-12 caliber. The way those guys get hit, they carry that magnet. You need a few of them, and I'm excited about those running backs.
Let me ask you a couple of college football questions for you. Talking about taking the kickoff away, are you a fan of that?
No, I'm not. I enjoy that play in the game. I think it brings a lot of excitement to it. I would not like to see it taken away. It seems like they're going to experiment moving the ball up. You know, the only situation I say with moving the ball up, like they're talking about doing in the Ivy League this year, is, well, I think what you'll have happen, kickers are so good, okay, that I think that they'll be able to kick the ball really high and be caught on about the 1 yard line, and they got to run with it, and the cover team is down closer when you get to really good kickers at our level. And I don't think that's the answer. you can kick it out every time you want to, but if they have a guy that can kick it high hang time, pin the guy in the corner, and you can tackle him inside the 10, because they're running down there so fast, so I don't know if that necessarily is going to work or not. So hopefully they don't take it out.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they're going to do.
Absolutely, Coach. I don't want to see them take it out either. And I think you're going to surprise some teams this year, too. I think every time, you know, you say the word Colorado and you say the school of Colorado, you go back to the days when they were winning a whole bunch of football games. But, Coach, that's a great program. I mean, to me, for it to be down like it was and like you said, the shape that it was is shocking. And I think it's coming back here with you.
Yeah, we are on our way back. We've made good strides, not great strides, but this year we need to make great strides, and I believe our young men are ready to do it.
You got it, Coach. Have a great season. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, awesome stuff, too. Corey Legit is going to come on with us tomorrow, too, so we're going to get Corey. We're all packed up here at the very end of the program. He looks great, by the way.